Order the conference committee on House Bill 3093, and Janet, tell us what the original bill did.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3093.
Oh, wait a minute. We're in a work session.
So roll up your sleeves. the B and gross version of the bill that was passed by the Senate specifies that DHS may not require a journeyman plumber or an apprentice plumber to obtain DHS certification in order to inspect cross connections or test backflow prevention devices. And this, it also specifies that the director of DCBS will adopt rules to require such plumbers who want to test backflow prevention devices to complete a state-approved training program for testing the devices. So the first requirement there, saying that DHS may not require plumbers to take the test, was what was the House bill, original House bill that was sent over to the Senate. And the Senate added the requirement that DCBS adopt rules to require a certification process within DCBS. I just wanted to let the committee know one of the concerns in the House committee was the funding for the DHS program. If the plumbers no longer are required to have the certification, and in their case it's a dual certification, that the DHS program would be underfunded if just the people who test devices had to get the certification. There wouldn't be enough fees to cover the program, and it could be an underfunded program at that point. It's my understanding that a separate bill with funding language that would come from utilities will keep the human services program fully funded, or at least funded as it is today. So that was one of the issues in the House committee. I don't know if you recall that. Anyway, before you today are two sets of amendments, and Chair, the President is going to send it over.
Thank you, Janet. The Chair would move to adopt the Dash 10 amendments. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, is the subject of the Dash 10 amendments the issue between the chambers?
Yes.
Thank
but
you.
It's, yeah, it's an addition. Is there, actually, could I have Representative Richardson, could I ask you to come forward and explain the Dash 10?
Chair and members of the committee, the Dash 10 amendments are designed, they are actually not directly related to the underlying bill, but they are related to the same general issue covered by the relating clause. And they relate to a group of residents who live outside the urban growth boundary of Medford, who have their own water district called the Westwood Water Subdivision Water District. They have the ability to make arrangements for their own water to be provided through this Corps of Civil Engineers, and they need the ability to have that water treated and transferred and are fully prepared to pay for that and pay all costs, and the pipes are controlled by the Medford Water Commission. And so these amendments merely instruct the Medford Water Commission to allow this water district to purchase and be able to have transported and treated the water that they need.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions?
I've got a couple of questions for Representative Richardson, if I could, please. This is something that affects three of us in this room very deeply. You know, I know it's been very divisive and something that's been difficult for our community. I want to ask a couple of questions. You may not have the answers to these, but I want to ask them anyway. What is the mission of the Medford Water District? Is it to control growth, or is it to provide safe, potable water to people in its area?
Well,
does it have a state? Does it have anyone here representing the Water Commission? Do they have an actual mission statement?
Mr. Chair, Senator Bates, I don't have the statement for that. Generally speaking, water districts are to provide, if they're residential water districts or commissions, are to provide safe and potable water to those who are within their commission or their jurisdiction.
It's my understanding that these residences are actually zoned as residential, not exclusive farm use. Is that correct?
That is my understanding as well. I haven't checked the zoning on it, though.
Okay. Are these people on septic? Do you know if these people are on septic systems, or are they tied into the countywide program for removing wastewater?
They are on, Mr. Chair, Senator Bates. This group in the Westwood subdivision are on septic systems and their own wells. And in recent times, the availability of water through the wells, some are just diminishing, and others are becoming less potable with greater concentrations of pesticides and so forth. This is an agricultural area, and the farms and irrigation sources in the area are changing because of just the changing dynamics in the area. Some of them are being open, which were previously open irrigation systems, are now being piped. There's less water being percolated into the aquifer beneath. We believe that that's what one of the causes in for the diminishing water supplies. These are homes that, for the most part, were built in the 50s and 60s. Some are more recent than that. This is kind of an enclave subdivision in a rural area, and they need more water. There's a pipe that's within 100 feet, I've been told. Maybe it's 200 feet, but very, very close to one of the houses in the subdivision. Medford Water Commission has been approached to provide water to the homes. They were turned down. A couple of members on the commission said that if there was a legal way to do it, that they would certainly look at it favorably. That led to developing their own water district, which is the first water district in Southern Oregon in 30 years. So they have their own water district. And so they need to have access to the water, and they, rather than build their own individual pipes, there are pipes available. There's a capacity available, especially if we were to utilize the storage tank or something like that. And they merely need to the authorization to be able to pay for what they get. But they've been denied by the Medford Water Commission. Medford City Council also is against this. We've asked specifically for reasons as to the justification. They have their own reasons. But what we really have is 63 families here that need water. There's water available. They're willing to pay for it, and they have their own water district, so it's one water district dealing with another water district, and we need to have help from the state to make this happen, because they're just being told no.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Ringo. Go ahead.
I obviously know this area fairly well. I drive through it on a regular basis and know what homes we're looking at. I know the people who live there personally. It's a difficult situation. We're worried about setting a precedent that might open something up that we don't want to open up, but I don't think we're really doing that in this case. And when I think of this, I kind of think of ballot measure 37. If we'd used a little common sense, I don't think we would have had ballot measure 37. We have a small number of families that need some water. It's available. They're willing to pay for it. There's not a shortage of water through the district. If others see this differently and mean that regional planning is being lost and we're worried about urban growth and sprawl, I don't think that's the case here. I think it's a matter of a little bit of common sense being applied to an overall planning situation. I know others feel very strongly and are opposed to this, and I respect those views. But in this particular case, I think an exception to the rule on a common sense basis is where I'm going to go on this. And I'm waiting to hear something that would deflect me from that. And trust me, I've been lobbied long and hard in this issue for the last couple of days. So, I still haven't heard anything differently that would move me on this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Farioli, I want to apologize. Your question a moment ago about does this amendment apply to the difference between the houses, and I said yes. I was 100% wrong there. This is an addition to the amendment.
Actually, Chair Brown, you did answer my question, and I think accurately. The scope of the measure is related to water systems. And the House rule indicates that the authority of this committee is any issue within the scope of the measure. They differ from Senate rules in that respect. So my question is answered in the affirmative. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ringo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You mentioned the Westwood Subdivision Water District has 63 families. That's to say 63 houses. How many acres is it? How big is this?
Mr. Chair, Senator Ringo, I don't know the size, other than these are kind of large lots in a rural subdivision.
They're large lots, but they're all contiguous.
That's correct. They're all together.
And is the subdivision directly adjacent to the city of Medford?
There is not the city of Medford does not abut this area. This is outside of the urban growth boundary.
Uh-huh.
And so it is a ways away from Medford. The reason that there is water even in that area is the Medford Water Commission provides pipe water to the Naval Reserve Station, which is adjacent to this area.
I see.
And so that's why there is a pipe that goes out there.
I see. Just to follow up, Mr. Chairman.
Follow up.
Has the issue of annexation been raised, whether the better way to assure water services to have the subdivision annexed into the city?
I think it's been discussed, Mr. Chair and Senator Ringo, but the city of Medford is not prepared or desires at this time to annex this far away from their current status. You might notice that in the bill itself, the amendments include a provision which say that in the event that annexation were to become an issue in the future, that by accepting water under this provision, the members of this water district would not, or they would waive their right to resist annexation. Because that's really what most cities would say is, now wait a second, if you give water to a group that's outside of our area, then there's no motivation for them to be annexed later on. And so by accepting water, if they were to elect to accept water, this merely makes it available, it doesn't force them to do so, they would also agree to waive their right to resist annexation if that happens in the future.
Thank you. Mr. Chair?
Just
a couple comments. First of all, I'm glad they're not arguing about Beaverton.
we can get that in the bill, though, for you.
Thanks.
Do they have a lot?
Second, I have a rules committee at 4 o'clock, and I just want to let you know that. I do intend to support the amendments and to support the bill, but I want to let you know of a time issue for me.
Thank you, sir.
Representative Richardson, my understanding is that the Medford Water District doesn't serve just Medford. It serves multiple other water districts in the area outside the urban growth boundary of Medford at this time. Is that true?
Mr. Chair, Senator Bates, that is correct. It serves multiple communities, even my own Central Point, and goes far beyond even Central Point to an area next to the freeway north of Central Point, which is Erickson Air Crane. And so it does service southern Oregon and not merely Medford.
So we're not breaking a precedent of going outside the urban growth boundary in Medford for this water district to work and supply water to other areas.
Mr. Chair, Senator Bates, that is correct, although I think that there is an issue that this is not a community that is organized as a city. It is a rural group, subdivision that needs water.
Thank you.
Representative Getz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Richardson, are there any elected officials from the legislative body down, county commission, city council, that do support this? I mean, is there anybody that's taken a position saying, yes, this is a good thing, or has it been nothing but objections thus far up at the state level?
Chair Brown, Representative Kitts, the Medford City Council is made up of a group of people, and I can't answer whether any of those individuals are supportive of it. As a group, they do not support it. The Medford Water Commission is made up of, I believe, five individuals, two of which would support this and are in support of it, although none of them were notified of this hearing. I mean, this is a conference committee, and so the majority do not support it.
Okay. Follow-up? Representative, this reminds me of a little bill that's coming up in the Senate relating to go-kart tracks as well, where there's been nothing but objection. So I would hope the same common sense prevails on that bill if and when it comes up for those needs as they arise. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any other questions? Thank you, Representative. Thank you. Representative Escobar.
Thanks, Senator. Mr. Chair, Committee, Sal Escobar, District 6. I represent the City of Medford. I've read the amendments that I just received, and there's a couple things I think you need to know. First of all, this particular subdivision was built in the 50s and the 60s. It was developed. Not all people in this subdivision are for this. That's something that's always left out. There are some people that are adamantly against this because they understand the repercussions that this may entail in the future. For 5-6 years, we've been working on regional problem solving. Does that mean when we set this precedence, we're going to have to allow lines to go out to South Stage, out to Vauder, out to Dark Hollow? If that's the case, Why would we want to have a Senate Bill 100? Improper application of growth. The other thing that I think you need to know is the county commissioners in Jackson County are a negative on this. They do not want to see this happen. They supported that issue on my position on this because I am against this. Of course, the local papers are also against this. And there are several reasons why. First of all, the policy of the city of Medford for 50 years, the city will not sell to water districts or utilize their resources outside the urban growth boundary. I think we all need to be aware that this particular subdivision is a mile and a half away from the urban growth boundary of the city of Medford. So any annexation you have will be moot. And the reason being is that will never happen. This is in EFU prime agricultural land. They mentioned agricultural problems with their water. I've been told a lot about this diminishing water, yet I haven't seen anything in writing, or have I seen any testing. The other thing that I think that is interesting is this didn't actually boil until we ran a line to the Naval Reserve. That's who we ran the line to. From that day forth, it's been a constant hassle of trying to get water from the city of Medford. That's been a fact. We do sell to other municipalities, and the key word here is municipalities and government agencies. We do sell to the city of Central Point. We sell to the city of Eagle Point, Jacksonville. We sell to the city of Central Point. So Phoenix and Talon. Approximately 120,000 people. Now, we say about capacity. Let's talk about capacity. Whose capacity will we have in the future when these lines are only so big to pack so much water? They'll give you some history, Senator, on you were asking a little bit about whether the city, what the mission of the City Water Commission is. In 1926, the city embarked upon having its own water system from Butte Springs. That was a $1 million project back in 1926. And this is miles and miles and miles of pipe that was done back in those days. The reason being is because Bear Creek was polluted to the point where it was non-potable water. And that's where Medford was getting its water. It was solely for the city of Medford. We quit giving districts the ability to purchase water from us in the 50s. That is a fact. This bill would create incentives for higher density and zoning, and especially around this land, the CFU. This land, or surrounding this subdivision, is some of the best agricultural land we have in the valley. The city of Medford will not embark upon a growth into this area. Not only would it be inappropriate, but it would also be the cause and effect for future growth, I think, would be horrible because we all talk about our prime agricultural land. This is a perfect example of people that should never have had a subdivision out in the county, and this was prior to State Goal 100. The bill potentially opens up EFU for non-agricultural uses. If we get in Measure 37 by the 50 acres next door to this, what if somebody puts in a subdivision, they knock on the door in the city of Medford and say, oh, by the way, we want our water. You gave it to Westwood. That can be very, very broad cause and effect. This bill, let's talk about this. This bill preempts local government. And from deciding what they should provide services to, and further, it even directs them to do so outside their own jurisdiction and boundaries. I guess the case is we're actually crafting policy by exception here. That's exactly what we're doing. And we've done that on special occasions. Example, Beaverton. We all know that Beaverton did some poor annexations, and they misused the system. City of Medford is not misusing the system. They are doing what they have for 60 years, 55 years, excuse me. So they are not being obstructive. What they are is they're adhering to their policy. Not one time has anyone asked me to go to the city of Medford and or the city council to discuss this. Not one time. This bill places the state legislature in actually de facto making these decisions. This is a loss of home rule and a loss of control. Do we want to dictate to every city that you have to run lines out to the county in order to service people? Why do you move to the county? You move it so you don't live in a city. What do you pay for that? I'm going to tell you what you pay for it. You have a well and you have a septic. You don't want city services. You don't want city taxes. You don't want city criteria. That's why you moved to the county. These people knew that when they purchased this these places. These people knew what their water situation was when they purchased this house in this subdivision. Every one of them. Not all of them have bad water. I want that to be very, very clear. There are people out there that have 10, 15, 20 gallon per minute wells. Why don't they all get together and pump it into a system to where we can have a holding tank system and they could have their own water? I'll tell you why, because we ran a 4-inch line to the Naval Reserve. It's much easier that way. This bill is counterintuitive, in my opinion, of Senate Bill 100, because I think that is the foundation of the Oregon land use system. This bill, in my opinion, is not sound public policy. I have always been an advocate of local rule, and the reason being is because that's where the rubber meets the road. It's your purest and most efficient form of government, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. It's the only time that you can go to the store in the produce section and somebody can yell and scream at you because of what you did. Anyone that's been on local government understands that and cherishes that. You do it as a volunteer. You do it for the betterment of your community. This undercuts that government. This type of legislation has, in my opinion, significant statewide implications. I think you're going to open Pandora's box here. You're going to see more and more of these bills coming through for these subdivisions and or from people with non-potable water. And this is not in my district. It's not in Senator Bates' district. This is outside our districts. This is in Senator Atkinson and Representative Richardson's district. So the city of Medford is in our district. So you'd indicated that it was all three of us. Well, I guess it does in a roundabout way.
It affects us all.
So it affects us all. So I think, and I would hope that we would take a very hard look at what we're doing, but more importantly, to realize that people have to be responsible for their own decisions. If you make a decision to move out in the county, and you make a decision to maintain a septic, you make a decision to take a low-producing well, even though 4 gallons per minute is not a low producer, that's your responsibility. It's not the city of any municipality there to bail you out because you may have made the wrong decision. But you are aware of what your wells are. You're well aware of what the content of that well is before you ever purchase a property. That's a pretty good fact. In fact, Mr. Representative Kitts is studying to be a realtor. He knows that's a fact. So it's been disclosed. Have any questions?
Couple questions. We got to get going. I'll see if we get going.
No, yeah. I will be in hearing room B.
Okay.
I'll come get you, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that concerns me about the situation, and I heard what you've said here, is that the people who bought and built these homes back in the 50s and 60s were living in a much different county than we live in now. The last 15 or 20 years, that county has changed completely. They were in a rural area at that time. There weren't other people drawing the water levels down, and they've changed. My question to you is, some of these people may well, and all of them may well, have their wells go dry in the near foreseeable future. And that could be a problem across our entire county as we draw more and more water down. What's the alternative for these people? They move out of their homes
and keep trucking water in? Mr. Chair, Senator Bates, no, I don't believe that to be a fact. This water level has been pretty low ever since the 50s. When they started this, it was low. There are some wells out there that are very high producers, but there's others that are 3-4 gallons per minute. That's low. And it's not low for a household, because if you do a 2,000-gallon holding tank, you have enough water for your household. But if you're going to do an extensive irrigation, and that's where this problem's running into, you have 3/4 to an acre lot per house. That's the real problem here, my opinion.
My opinion is slightly different. There are some of these homes that are bringing water in by trucks, and they're getting the water from the Medford district, and so they got to bring it in. They're bringing it by truck or bringing it by pipe. It doesn't matter to me. It has to go there anyway. I understand the issues. I am concerned by them, but I still say common sense rules for me in this situation. And common sense is you've got a pipe 100 feet away, you've got a small group of people that need some help, and I'm willing to go there for them. And I know you disagree with me, and I understand that, but I appreciate that.
Hey, Mr. Chair, Senator Bates, that line doesn't even belong to the city of Medford.
Thank you for your testimony, Representative.
So it's quite a ways away.
The motion is to adopt the Dash 10 amendments.
Don't we need Charlie?
We need Charlie.
I think he may be in the rules, but it's probably better that none of the members of the conference committee leave the room to go get another member.
Big fan of leaving committees.
Yeah.
Is there any other discussion?
While we're waiting, it just reminds me of some of Wallace Stegner's books and over the water wars, and I think over how long ago that was, and now this, I think that the water wars are our next big epidemic.
We're going to see more of this.
Resources.
Yeah. Tom Cruise's next movie.
There we go.
Yeah. I really wish they could have worked this out on a local level. It would have been so much better than bringing it here. You know, it puts all of us in a bad position and makes us concerned about what kind of policy we're passing. But I also see the need for those families. It's a real tough decision. It would much better if it's handled at a local level. I think they could have worked it out, but they refused to, and you get to this, they end up with this kind of an entrapment.
Pardon?
We got a majority of the Senate here.
I think we can go ahead and adopt the amendment without. Is there any objection to it? No? Okay. Is there any objection to adopting the Dash 10 amendments? Seeing none, they're adopted. Representative Kitts.
Mr. Chair, I'd move the House concur in the Senate amendments dated July 6th and that the bill be further amended with the B-10 amendments and repassed.
Representative Kitts moves the House concur in the Senate amendments dated July 6th and the bill be further amended with the B-10 amendments and repassed. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Kelly, will you call the roll, please?
Senator Bates?
Yes.
Representative Dean?
Yes.
Senator Farrell?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Senator Bates, you carry on the Senate side.
Okay.
And Representative Richardson, will you carry on the House side? Thank you. We need some signatures. And with that, we're adjourned.